The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today. We're continuing our message from last week in Ephesians chapter 2. Now, if you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org and hear all of the messages there. So I'd encourage you, if you can, to find a Bible and join us today in Ephesians chapter 2 as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many, many of these, and we'd like to get one into your hands as well. Now, these little prayer journals are just a small notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, into a purse or Bible case or something like that. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and there I can write down prayer requests. And not only can you write down prayer requests, but as God answers, you can go back and mark them off and perhaps even date them to see where God has answered that prayer. We'd love for you to have one of these. There's absolutely no obligation. They're absolutely free. All you have to do is simply write to us, and we'll send one to you. We will not add you to some kind of mailing list or email list or anything like that. You just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. So you can request a prayer journal at our website, considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. Or you can also just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you didn't get that, you can find the address at the website as well at considerhisword.org. Now, last week we began a series of messages I call A Grand Salvation. It's from Ephesians chapter 2. And, you know, I want to go ahead and begin reading at the beginning of the chapter. Last week, I began reading at verse 4, and I had to kind of backtrack a little bit, and I didn't intend to do that. But I think it helps to put it all in context. So I want to go back and read Ephesians 2. I'm going to read the first 10 verses of the chapter to kind of put it all together. Now, as we read, I especially want you to notice verse 4. I'll try to point it out as we get there, because that's really where our text is today. So Ephesians chapter 2 says, "And you hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Now here's verse 4. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he has loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, our primary text is from verse 4, and we looked at the first part last week, where he said, but God who is rich in mercy. And we looked at the riches, or the richness, if you would, of God's mercy. He is so merciful toward us. While we deserve hell and we deserve his wrath, yet by his love, which we'll get to today, he is merciful toward us. Again, remember, mercy is not giving us what we truly deserve. Now, in verse 4, he also said, rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us. His great love. You know, all through the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, from the beginning to the end, we read about God's love toward us. One of my favorite passages of Scripture, and I have many, is Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, where the Bible says, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. That by his love he has drawn us. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. And how many verses do we have in the New Testament about God's love toward us? In Romans chapter 8, at the end of the chapter, the Bible tells us that we cannot be separated from God's love. Let me read it. It's Romans chapter 8. I want to begin reading in verse 35. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? It's quite a list. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yea, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll tell you what, you read that passage of Scripture and it'll make you feel love. None of these things can separate us from the love of God. It was because of his love that he sent Jesus to die for us on Calvary's cross. I want to spend a few moments in another passage of Scripture, James chapter 3. First John. I'm mixing up my favorite books. First John. In the whole book of First John, he tells us about God's love. Now, this is the epistle of John, not the gospel, although he does speak much about God's love in the gospel of John. After all, John 3:16 is over there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And here in First John, I believe he kind of elaborates on that just a little bit. 1 John 3, he began the chapter with this. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. What manner of love is this, that the Father would bestow upon us, that we should be called the children of God, or the sons of God, as it says in the King James? What manner of love is this? It seems that to me, in some ways, even John, though John knew Christ, walked with Christ, and even in his gospel would describe himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. He knew how much Christ loved him. And so now in 1 John, he's struggling with this, I think, a little bit, saying, what manner of love is this? And then the only way that his love could be described to us or defined it for us is in some way is over in 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 10. He said, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin." Now, propitiation means the atoning sacrifice, that Jesus died on the cross to atone or to pay for our sin. Beloved, he goes on to say in verse 11, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. If God loved us so much that he would send his Son to pay the price for our sin, he said we ought also to love one another. Now, I want you to understand this. What John is doing is defining God's love by his gift to us. And again, we'll get to that here in a few minutes. He loved us so much that he sent his Son. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you understand that? That God's love for us is defined by what he did for us. And we go back to Ephesians 2, and we see that illustrated here again. We get down to verse 7 back in Ephesians 2, and it says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Now, we've already talked about riches of mercy, but here when he says exceeding riches of his grace, the word exceeding here means beyond the mark. Beyond the mark. Now, in much way, we'd find mercy as God not giving us what we deserve. Grace is defined as God giving us what we do not deserve. He did not give us what we do deserve, but in grace, he's giving us something we do not deserve. You know, here, grace, he kind of mentions it here, is defined by his kindness toward us. It says that in verse 7. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Grace is God's kindness. And it's by that grace that we are saved, God's kindness for us. Because he then goes on to say that for by grace are you saved. He said it twice. Once in verse 5. Kind of a parenthetical thought there. But now in verse 8, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Our salvation is God's gift to us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I would ask you this, have you received God's grace? Have you received his mercy, recognized his love, and by faith have trusted Christ as your own personal Savior? I hope so. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Before my mother's womb.